Lars Larson's show, which is heard here on this fine radio station at 10 p.m. until midnight, 1320 WIS. Lars, long time no talk to. How are you?
No kidding. Happy New Year, Tony.
Same thing to you. Boy, have we been talking about a hot topic here in the state of Michigan. It's going to be the same in the state of Indiana, but Right to Work has reared its head here in the state. What's your thought on Right to Work?
I've always been in favor of Right to Work because I don't want to have to belong to a union. If I want to belong to a union, I want that choice. But I don't want, I also want the choice not to. Now, I work in a state that's not a Right to Work state. When I first came to work at the radio station that I actually work for now, about 30 years ago, I was forced to join a union, and I didn't like it. And the union did a lot of things that I didn't appreciate. They did a lot of things that worked to my detriment. And in the end, we ended up decertifying the union. Now, I know that's not popular talk in union territory, and Michigan is certainly a strong union state, but shouldn't people have the right to decide whether or not they join an organization? And should it be, you know, should it be the fact that if you refuse to join an organization, and a political organization at that, since almost every union I know of is a political organization, and some of them advocate for candidates I don't particularly care for, shouldn't I have the right not to join that and still have a good job?
Lars, Carla Swift is the president of the Michigan AFL-CIO. I had her on the program this morning, and she told me that if a worker doesn't want to be in a union, you don't have to be. You don't have to pay dues. Now, we debated this topic, and
I don't think that's true at all.
What's your thought?
Well, here's the thing. When I came to work at KXL Radio in Portland, Oregon, 30-some years ago, the union shop steward walked up to me the first week I was there. I was 21 years old and said, "You're going to join the union." And I said, "What if I don't want to?" And he said, "If you don't join, our contract says that in 30 days, management has to fire you. So join or get fired." Now, that was the choice presented to me. I don't know of a single union out there that makes union membership voluntary unless it's in a right to work state. Now, in that case, in a right-to-work state, here's the reason even union members and staunch union advocates should like this idea. If I go to a business to buy something or get a service, and I'm not happy with the service they're providing for me, I leave. I take my money and I go somewhere else. If you're not happy with your union and you can't leave your union, how do you communicate to the union that you want changes made? They've got a hold of you and they've got a hold of your dollars, and you don't have a way to get out of that. I think it's much cleaner to be in, say, a right-to-work state like South Carolina, where the new Boeing plant went to, where if you want to join the union, you can. But if you don't want to, you don't have to, which means the union has to work hard to show why it's doing something for its workers that's worth $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000 a year.
Mitt Romney seems to be the leader down the stretch here in the, for the Republicans in the primaries, and I keep hearing about the rhetoric and it's too negative and whatnot, but isn't that politics? Aren't we overblowing that?
Oh, it is, and in fact, Tony, I've said on my show for 15 years, I like negative ads from this standpoint. If I'm thinking of voting for a candidate, I'd like to hear all the reasons why I shouldn't so that I can consider those. Negative campaign advertising tells you something. Now, when it gets into purely personal things, that's something else. But I can't see any of the campaign ads recently that have gotten into something that's purely personal. I don't really like Newt Gingrich's attack on capitalism when he's going after Mitt Romney. And believe me, I'm not a Romney fan this time around, and I am a Newt Gingrich fan, but I don't like the attacks on capitalism. There's risk and reward, and I don't think Newt's attacks on Romney are appropriate. But I kind of like negative advertising. It tells me the reasons I shouldn't want to vote for that guy, and then I can think about those and decide to act on that or not.
Romney going to be the guy?
You know, I think that after two wins, you can't say for certain, but he certainly looks as though he's got a solid chance to get it. And I'm disappointed in that because I consider him the John McCain of 2012. He's a flip-flopper on many issues. He's not solid on guns. He's not solid on life. He's not solid on taxes. And he invented RomneyCare, which was, according to the Obama administration, the framework for Obamacare. So that's not a good thing, but we may end up with him. But I will tell you this. At the end of the day, if he gets the nomination, anything is going to be better than Barack Obama's destruction of this country.
Can Romney beat Obama?
Yes, I think he can. At this point, I think the polls say that anybody can beat Barack Obama from the Republican field, and that would probably even include Ron Paul, He's got a bunch of loony ideas about foreign policy, but is otherwise a pretty nice guy. But I think he can. And look at the economy we're in. The new jobless claims report for this week just came out this morning. It's up again, 399,000. We've got hundreds of thousands, almost a million people now in the last 3 years that have simply dropped out of the workforce altogether. We have almost 3 million fewer jobs today than we had the day that man took the oath of office. He cannot claim this is an economic victory, but by what, getting everybody to give up looking for work? Then we can have 100% employment.
Well, Lars, it seems like we're going to be in the same position. It seems like since I've been alive, I've been voting for the lesser of an evil. I don't have a guy out there.
I don't like it. I don't like it. But, Tony, I don't know. I wish we had. In fact, I had a friend last night, and he called me, and I said, so who's your pick? He says, none of them. And I said, who would be your pick? He said, Ronald Reagan, if he was still around. there isn't one of those right now. And maybe Santorum comes close on the social side, but some of his trade ideas are bad. And so every single one of them has deficits.
All right. What are you going to be talking about on the show tonight?
You know, we've got all kinds of things on the agenda tonight. I'm just heading in right now to start doing the prep. You know, we do 6 hours of prep for that show. And we'll have it all dialed up for you and WILS listeners so they can call in.
All right, Lars. And the Oregon Ducks did very well. You had to be pleased with the Rose Bowl effort.
Isn't that great? I wish they'd done as well when I went to the last Ducks Rose Bowl in 94. But can you imagine breaking a losing streak of that long? It was a tremendous victory for the Ducks. We're very proud of them. In fact, my flagship station is the flagship station for the Ducks in Oregon.
Lars Larson is the host of the nationwide Lars Larson Show, and you can hear it tonight. It's starting at 10 o'clock on 1320 WILS. Lars, as always, thanks so much. We'll talk with you soon.
Let's talk again soon, Tony.